What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 29th, 2019, pretty much at the end of the month, getting into August. And of course, August is the last month we're going to be here in Hawaii. And we did have a nice weekend out on Kauai. Claire and I stayed with an old friend. And getting out there was very arduous. I mean, we both got TSA pre-check on our boarding passes, which is a bit of a giggle when you consider how critical I've been of TSA. And also coming back, we had TSA pre-check, but they didn't have the staff to open up that special line, so we had to go through the regular grope and crotch and thing on that as well. The landing in Lihue last Thursday, boy, was that rough. It was a turbulent flight, but that pilot wanged that aircraft onto that runway, and I swear, bottomed out the landing gear, put both Claire and my back into a mess here. So we rented ourselves a car, and we drove around up to the North Shore to the little town of Hanalei. And if you've seen the movie Descendants starring George Clooney, a lot of that was filmed in and around Hanalei. And so it is very lovely. They've recovered very nicely from the floods out there. You still cannot drive all the way out to the end of the road. You have to take a special shuttle. But they've got this Nene Preserve. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Nene is our state bird. And it is a native Hawaiian goose. And Claire and I had only ever seen one once before, and that was down on Mauna Kea on the Big Island. But in Hanalei, they've got signs all over, careful, Nene crossing, and apparently they've mounted a program to sort of revive the population. So other than that, we just, you know, Claire and I sort of retoured landmarks from our honeymoon of 25 years ago, and a lot of people there enjoyed our shirts that say we're not on drugs, we're newlyweds here. And we certainly had a much better time in Hanalei than they had down in Gilroy, California. Now, Gilroy, California is known as this major source for garlic, and they produce very good garlic. And if you ever drive through Gilroy, you will know immediately what business they're about in that town. And they were having the garlic festival, and this 19-year-old kid apparently cut through the fence to avoid the metal detectors, walked on in, and started shooting in random directions, killing three people, including a 6-year-old boy, before the police shot him dead. Now, early witnesses are saying that he had an accomplice. Now that is being denied. And this has all the hallmarks of being hastily put together. He had an Instagram account that was registered under his name. That had been created recently. It's already been deleted. He bought the rifle. His name is Santino William Legan. And he bought the rifle legally in Nevada 3 weeks ago. And here's where you start to wonder just how accurate the reporting is on the story. Because there was one quote in one of the articles that said, the shooter had an assault-style rifle and appeared to shoot at random. Smithy said, the SKS and AK-47 type of rifle. Well, no, they're not even close. The SKS is a much longer rifle. It only holds 10 rounds. And it's probably closer to the old English Lee Enfield 303s. And the magazines are not interchangeable. When you do a reload, you literally have to sit there with a rifle in your hand, pushing 10 more bullets into the magazine. So already they're trying to up the wow factor and say, ooh, AK-47s. We've got to get rid of those AR-15s and those AK-47s. Those are assault weapons. Well, the SKS isn't considered an assault weapon. In fact, I imagine that probably a few people use it for hunting. Turning over to our domestic politics here, over the last 2 years, Dan Coats, the Director of National Intelligence, has sort of been locking antlers with President Donald Trump over the issue of whether or not there was Russian interference in the 2016 election. And so Trump has basically retired him or resigned him, but he's out. And yesterday, President Donald Trump said he would nominate Representative John Ratcliffe, a Texas Republican who strongly defended him at a recent congressional hearing, to replace Dan Coats as the U.S. spy chief. Well, there's one little tiny bit of the swamp that's out. Okay, we are going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and a reminder that our phones are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. So getting on back to the Dan Coats replacement, apparently Dan Bongino and Molly Hemingway are sensing rattled nerves in John Brennan's reaction to Trump's D&I nomination. See, when you're running a clique inside the hub of power, even losing just one of your members makes everybody feel insecure. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein, because I'm not letting go of that one. The corporate media wants that story to go away. In fact, it's kind of interesting these days to see how much the corporate media repeats stories, because there's other stuff going on they don't want to talk about. Okay, let's before we get into Jeff Epstein, let's take a phone call. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Describe Gilroy pretty well. Within 20 miles of Gilroy, you definitely smell the business they're in. Of garlic, and this latest shooting smells bad. Other than the garlic itself, I noticed there was a woman that was interviewed, and I'm thinking there were some crisis actors in this, and I'm going to do a little more research myself. But she evidently somebody had yelled, either whether it was her or somebody else had yelled at the shooter who started shooting already, had yelled at the shooter, "Why are you doing this?" And which is not a response you would do when people start shooting, somebody starts shooting, usually retreat and save yourself. But to actually question somebody, and the person replies back saying, "Well, I'm very angry." It's not a normal response to question a shooter, an active shooter. You usually retreat and save yourself. So, I mean, something doesn't smell right here. I'm thinking we might have some crisis actors on the scene, some very bad ones. But definitely this is going to be a gun-grabbing agenda. And, of course, pointing to the AR-15-style weapon, semi-automatic, but this is definitely going to be a gun-grabber situation here.
Well, actually, they described it as an AK-47-style weapon. And in any case, they're way, way off. If you know anything about the SKS, it's wholly inappropriate. Again, we have the magically disappearing accomplice that early witnesses reported on. And, yeah, I mean, how long has it been since the Tropicana incident?
Right.
And so, yeah, this does feel like another one of these staged incidents. I don't know that they're going to get a lot of traction with it, because as tragic as it is, they've only got three bloody shirts to wave. And the American people are numb after all of these mass shootings. Three dead. Whoa, we got off lucky on that one. Let's turn over to the sports channel.
Yeah. You know, an interesting thing is also he picked a time when actually the festival is coming to an end on Sunday. And to go in there at 5:30 when most people have already left, is quite interesting to the time. Normally, you would have picked probably a period of time where there were a lot more people, and that's a wind down time. I think it actually the festival ends at 7, maybe 8 o'clock, and you start at 5:30. You know, going in. Doesn't make much sense there.
Yeah, at this point, I assume it's been another one of these staged events, and I want to know if this kid was on prescription psychiatric medication, antidepressants. I'd like to know if they're ever actually going to find the accomplice, and I'm going to say right now, probably not.
Well, they said this was a legal purchase from Nevada. I'd like to know, I mean, the cost of the weapon itself. Could he afford, you know, a firearm of this cost? And, well, who funneled him the money, if that was the situation here, to purchase the firearm? We've seen the FBI do this before, find a disturbed person and kind of push them that direction and even give them the money to buy the firearm.
Yeah, we've seen that before many times with these kind of things. And again, the SKS is not really a high-end assault rifle. Does not have interchangeable magazines. It's a very long barrel, hard to move around. It's not really, you know, it's a poor choice of a weapon.
Right. Well, that's it for me, Mike. Nice to have you back.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And creating some email with my mover about getting all this stuff sorted out. Okay. So we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And apparently there's now a link from Jeffrey Epstein to Charlie Rose, the now disgraced mainstay of CBS 60 Minutes for decades. Now, Rose was forced out from his comfortable mainstream media position in the aftermath of Me Too claims against him, alleging that the legacy media titan had made a habit of harassing and groping young women. Well, the newly emergent link is that apparently Jeff Epstein was providing female interns for Charlie Rose. And apparently Epstein has also been linked to the company behind Victoria's Secrets and various other brands like that. So it is a mess, and it is continuing to emerge. Now, a lot of people are saying it looks like one of the reasons that Epstein got such lenient treatment in Florida and became so wealthy is that his real business was sexual blackmail, and he's been doing it for decades. And Mint Press has come out with a story saying that Epstein is only the latest incarnation of a much older, more extensive operation started back in the 1950s by intelligence agencies. And it includes Roy Cohn, people like that. And all I can say is if you're somebody who's a major executive in a company, or you're a politician, you got to be out of your minds to even set foot in a place like that. You have to know you're going to get honey trapped. Honey traps are a very common aspect of political relations. Maybe they just don't care. Maybe being blackmailable is what makes you reliable and guarantees your career. They certainly don't want an honest politician in that office, one who can't be controlled. Maybe being filmed with an underage girl is a rite of passage into the upper levels of government. Ever think about that? Anyway, Kevin Shipp is out there saying the deep state wants Epstein gone, which may relate back to his maltreatment at his current prison. Now, the story is it's either a suicide attempt or he faked a suicide attempt to try and get into better prison accommodations. Apparently, when he's down in Florida, he had an entire wing of the county jail to himself. They were just treating him like royalty. But again, they are talking to this one other guy, this former police officer, who is an ideal candidate to be a hitman by remote control. And you really ought to take a look at the treatment of Jeff Epstein compared to Ramsey Orta, who's the guy who filmed Eric Garner's murder. That's all he did. And he was grabbed by the police, and he's been thrown in jail, and he's being kept in solitary confinement. And they just buried him. Anyway, let's take a couple more phone calls here, starting with Joe in Tennessee. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I think that SKS could be an SKS paratrooper, the carbine. So maybe he had one of them. Those are kind of pretty good weapon for something like that. But I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court and another example of Trump being forced to, you know, not get funding because of the Rhino Republicans and then the Democratic Congress. What great leadership he showed in trying to get defense funds for building the wall, allow the Democrats to challenge it, and some leftist judge to put an injunction against it, and then take to the Supreme Court and win. And now we should have 100 more miles of wall being built using defense funds. And
yes,
he'll probably get more on top of that, because now that the Supreme Court precedent is set, he can kind of move some money around like they usually do. I mean, Obama had no problem moving money around for his little pet projects, and they just tried to stop the wall. And Trump did great work, and he showed great leadership, as well as he did when he threatened Mexico with tariffs and got the Mexican army up on the border. So I think, you know, I hear a lot of people complaining about Trump and the wall and all that. I think we should give him a few pats on the back. And just, to me, it shows that Trump is trying. I mean, he's fighting the deep state and fighting the left and the right, the rhinos and the neocons. Trump is, he does want to build that wall. So anybody that says he doesn't is not, you know, they're lying to us. So I just want to, you know, say that I'm impressed that and people, you know, that have become jaded and distrustful should kind of look back on it and say, yeah, you know, the guy really is giving it his best shot at building this wall. And part of it is he knows in the 2020 election he's going to have some of that wall built. And I think he's done a pretty good job considering the obstacles that have been put in his path.
Well, you know, I don't agree. I think as a leader, as a president, he's been very ineffectual. And the fact that there's been all this thrashing around about all of this, I think underscores that. I mean, if the president can't get things done, if he can be blockaded by Congress and various special interest groups, then why do we bother voting for a president? We vote for a president because we want somebody can go on out there, get the system into gear, and get something done. Now, the Supreme Court decision was a good thing. We were going to talk about it later in the show. And with that precedent set, Trump is going to have access to more money. What remains to be seen is what he does with it. And as we reported last week, a big part of the problem is much of that money is being spent just sort of rebuilding sections of the wall that have deteriorated, but so far no new wall has been built.
Yeah, but Mike, when you come in as the president as an outsider, and you're going to fight against draining the swamp, and you got your rhinos in your own party like Paul Ryan, you have the left, you have the media.
Okay,
you have
Joe, I have to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, I get it. You're a big fan of Donald Trump. Every time you call on and you're out there saying, well, we got to give the guy credit for this and we got to give the guy, at least he's trying. Well, we're not talking about a kid who's in Little League baseball. We're talking about the president of the United States of America, you know, or to paraphrase Yoda, do or do not. There is no try. And the fact is that Trump, he's not a very good president. He's a very weak president. He's certainly no Lincoln. He's certainly no John Kennedy. He's certainly no Truman. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, he ranks down around Millard Fillmore somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, why I get very frustrated and I call in to defend Trump. And that's because the alternate media that helped get him elected, I'm just surprised how they don't understand. I mean, everybody knows about what the Federal Reserve did to Kennedy and all these and the deep state. And here you get a president that comes in, he gets the deep state attacking him right off the bat with the phony Russia stuff. You have an attempted coup, you know, against him. That you have a guy that I don't think very many Republicans at all would have survived what he's been through. He's working on the wall, and everybody's like, oh, well, he doesn't really want the wall. He didn't get the wall. Well, meanwhile, you had Rhino, Paul Ryan, and now you have Nancy Pelosi. How do you expect him to get the wall? The only way he could get the wall is the way he's doing it. and working with the mayor. I think he comes up. My point is, he tries for the wall. But I really see, like, in all the critics from the right, which I never really expected, that at the same time, you all know about the deep state. You all know about going up against the Federal Reserve and the media and all these things. Yet, as this man is attacked by them all the time, you never give him a minute of credit for going up in that fight. You're always, you're like, you guys are like backstabbers to me.
We're not backstabbers. Hey.
Yeah.
We're not backstabbers, but imagine this is a like a football game, okay, and your team is not scoring any points. Do you still get up there and say, hey, well done? No, the fans tend to sit. Joe, let me make my point, okay? We don't want to bet the future of this country on a president who is trying but not succeeding.
Well,
and that's where we are
succeeding.
Right now, okay?
I think he's succeeding well. He's got the deep state.
Really? Is the wall built?
On the run?
Joe, is the wall built? Do we now have a wall across our southern border from the Pacific to the Rio Grande?
He doesn't have a magic
yes
wand.
Or no.
He is,
yes or no, do we have the wall?
It's being built.
Joe.
It's not done.
Joe, yes or no,
yes.
Do we have that wall? How many miles
have... We do not have the wall yet, but
Joe,
we're getting it.
Joe,
yes.
How many new miles of wall have been built?
I don't know. Let's say 50.
Zero.
What I hear. Well, no, he's repaired a lot of the wall. And he's
yes,
better
he's
be
repaired a lot of the
wall. But once again, how's he supposed to build a wall without congressional approval? Well, the way he did, he got money from the defense budget. So, and he had to go to the Supreme Court to get that money. So he's in a process of getting funding to build the wall. It takes time.
All right, so Joe, we all understand that you're going to be voting for Donald Trump next year.
Absolutely.
And that's one, okay? But I disagree with you. I think Trump has turned out to be a very weak president.
President would have folded, would have given up against the having the FBI against them, the CIA against them, the entire apparatus of the media and the deep state. And this guy just keeps flinging it off. Anybody else would have been in therapy by now. And
Joe,
to have all
what,
his supporters
Joe,
just run away and like
all
complain
right,
all
we're
the
gonna
time.
Let you drop him. Joe's pushing his agenda as hard as he can, but here's the bottom line. Trump basically let his lawyers do his fighting for him. And he's not a strong leader. And he doesn't make carefully thought out decisions. He's a disappointment. And anybody who's going to vote for Donald Trump because Trump is going to try and do XYZ, that's not good enough for me anymore. I don't want to bet the future of this country on a president who says, I'll try to do this. Because remember, Trump came into office promising not just the border wall, not just suggesting that Hillary would go to jail, but he was talking about vaccine safety, high prescription medication prices, our dishonest voting system, that he was going to fix all of those problems. None of them have been fixed. He's dropped the ball on every single wall, one of them. And I'll tell you this, by the time the 2020 campaign season really starts getting intense next year, that border with us, to the south of us is still going to be wide open, and you're still going to have a ton of illegal immigrants pouring into this country, and they are all still going to be voting Democratic. So, Joe, you're obviously a fan of Trump, where you've fallen into his cult of personality. But no, he's not getting enough done to satisfy critical American voters, especially those of us who did work as hard as we did to put him into that Oval Office. Because we expected a return on that investment in time and money, and we did not get it, have not gotten it. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. The phone lines are loading up, and we're going to be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind?
Well, a little humor before I get to what I was going to tell you. I was listening to Joe, but you know, maybe we could build the wall by selling advertising. You know, maybe you know, you're on the Mexican side and you got a big advertiser there that says, "Tried to climb, but you fell and broke your leg. Call us. We can sue for you, you know." Or, "Are you disabled and can't climb? You know, we can get you disability veteran." Or even, you know, giant ladder, you know, little giant ladder, have a thing there for climbing the wall. You know, I don't know. I was listening to Joe and I feel for him. And, you know, I like Trump too. But the one thing that I don't understand is how, if they really hate him so bad, why haven't they yanked the economy out from under him?
Actually, I think the economy is in pretty bad shape right now. They just don't want to admit it.
Right. I know, but I mean, they could have jerked the stock market down and caused a big crash, and then, you know, that would get rid of him quickly, you know. But anyway, the reason I called was about that shooting out there.
Yes.
I heard it, but didn't a judge just rule that the ban on the solar?
Okay, we're starting to lose your phone connection. You need to maybe...
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, so a judge just ruled what?
That the assault rifle ban in California was legal, and now they're going to appeal it. Then there was just something over the weekend I heard about that. And I wonder if this has got something to do with that. Either the guy doesn't want the ban, or he's trying to help reinforce the ban.
Well, see, the problem is that the SKS, as I understand it, doesn't fit in with the definition of an assault rifle that we've all been fed. Again, it's a manual magazine. You have to reload by hand. It's a much longer barrel. It doesn't have the foregrip. And so...
Oh, no, I agree.
But you're,
I agree
you're right.
That.
You're right. This
don't
could have been...
understand the difference.
That's true. The anti-gunners don't understand firearms, and that's why they make so many dumb mistakes here. But you're right. This could have been done to try and head off any loosening of the gun laws, because that's exactly what happened at Columbine. Columbine happened just when that state government was getting ready to allow concealed carry with a permit.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone stopped and said, hey, excuse me, before you continue your shooting, would you tell me why you're shooting? You know, that made absolutely no sense.
I agree.
Okay, all right, Mike,
agree.
That's what I had to think about. So we'll listen into the rest of the show. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. I'm going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. This is, like, with Joe... Joe, don't put all your eggs in one basket, because, like with Trump, they're all going to be scrambled eggs. He had the opportunity to change things, like with Russia. He didn't have, like the media didn't, they changed the discussion on him. He could have not went with them. He put Bolton in. He put Pompeo in Haspel. He put Elliot Abrams in. Dan Coats he put in, who's leaving. All these people he's put in, and they're all scumbags. So these Trump believes in these people's ideology. I mean, what we got going on is a faction fight between nationalism, which is imperialism, empirism, or globalism, which is the neoliberal model. But there's no wall built, and there ain't going to be no wall built. He could have built the wall by using defense budget money a long time ago if he put somebody in the Defense Department of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, like Tucker Carlson had on. Was that McGregor or the gentleman, instead of these other people? He could get rid of them anytime he wants. How come he didn't get rid of Bolton and Pompeo?
Yeah, I keep looking at, you know, his old TV show, The Apprentice, where it always ended every episode, "You're fired." I've been waiting to hear a repeat of that line from the White House. I'm not hearing it. It's obviously Dan Coats being a recent exception.
Well, I never watched that crap, Mike. I don't watch TV, because that was all showbiz. You know, it's just a fraud. He could have got rid of these people anytime he wants, and he didn't. He chose not to. So all these people who are fighting him in the deep state, there's different factions going on. I mean, there's just not one faction in our country. There's a lot of, like, business dealings. There's a lot of shenanigans going on. But
yes,
he had the opportunity.
There is.
Yeah. But he had the opportunity to change things, and he hasn't. Look at the head of the Defense Department. Isn't the guy, like, a former Raytheon CEO or something? I mean, come on, man. Come on now. You can't keep giving this dude all this credit when there's nothing been done. There's zero wall built. He repaired old wall. That's a fact. You know, like I said, he could have started the wall a year ago if he put somebody in the Defense Department. He could have sent troops there a long time ago. And remember, Mike, Mexico was going to pay for the wall, the billions, like China, the billions of dollars we're bringing in. Where's that money? Whose pocket is that going? Where's that going to? All that money that they're raking in, supposedly, from the tariffs or the sanctions. How can they find money to give Guaido in Venezuela? How come Trump's doing that? Or Iran with the MEK and all this other... Sorry, Trump's a lost cause. And you people want to still support him, you know, you're putting your eggs all in a broken basket, basically. I mean, it's over. You know, like, nothing's repaired. Where's the infrastructure? He just keeps Twittering the other day. Where's the infrastructure, Twitters? I don't know, man. I just don't get it. I don't understand why people can't figure this crap out, Mike. Like, I get angry.
Well, they get caught up in the cult of personality, which is where Joe in Tennessee is. You know, he supported Trump, obviously, in 2016, and he doesn't want to give up the fact that he made the right choice in doing so. Some of us more mature people are willing to say, hey, I messed up. Supporting Trump wasn't the best of all possible worlds. But then what was our other choice? Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton comes in next year, yes, I will reluctantly support Donald Trump again. But if Hillary stays out of it, I don't plan on getting deeply involved in the elections next year. I'm getting too old for this stuff and I need a rest. And I'll observe and I'll analyze and I'll report, but I'm not going to get invested in any candidates. So that's kind of my attitude at this point. By the way, we've had a couple of emails come on this very topic. One of them is saying, if anyone is a backstabber, it's Trump. If you look at his treatment of Julian Assange and his treatment of Alex Jones, his determination to ignore the independent media, who are the people who actually put him into power. And yes, that's very annoying, especially when you look at the Senate bill that is going through about the memes. And we'll see that if there may be a veto battle over that. But Trump has not stood up to the independent media. And I don't understand why he is not doing anything about this very obvious liberal censorship going on by Twitter and Facebook and Google and the other social media companies, because by the time next year comes around, there will be no conservative voices out there, and it's going to cost him deeply.
But how do you, Mike, stand up when you got like a faction, which is the Bolton faction, unless Trump believes the Bolton faction, fighting the neoliberal faction? You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of people out there. I thought Trump was going to put people in that's not in, like, the Washington insiders.
That was certainly the assumption when he said drain the swamp. The idea was that, yeah, they were literally going to basically get rid of the old rot and, you know, get some fresh blood in there. Because there are plenty of people from outside the Beltway with the necessary skills to do the job of running this country. The way the founding fathers set this country up was so that ordinary people could run the government. We were not supposed to, that's one of the radical things about the United States at its creation. It got rid of the central bank. It got rid of the need of royalty. It got rid of the need for a nobility. In fact, in the original 13th Amendment, titles of nobility were absolutely outlawed. This was a country that was set up for ordinary people and for ordinary people to run it. And again, look at the founding fathers themselves, Paul Revere's a silversmith, Ben Franklin, an inventor and a publisher. Yes, Thomas Jefferson was a lawyer. Got to have a few of those around there. But these were ordinary people. And service in the government was part-time, was an honorarium. And the rest of the time, you had your homes and businesses that you ran. And that was the way it was supposed to be. We weren't supposed to have this permanent, exalted ruling class that takes our money and just spends it on things we don't approve of. So, got another email here. Mike, I've never agreed with you more than I do about Trump being a major disappointment. Joe from Tennessee is hooked on Trump's cult of personality, like many Trump supporters. Thanks for standing up to Joe. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because I'm an old guy.
It's Mike. Coming it's up who he puts around him, Mike. It's who he puts around him represents him. If he puts crap around him, then he's crap. That's how it works in the real world. Joe from Tennessee calls in with some great stuff. But, Joe, you're wrong. I'm telling you, dude, this guy's a lost cause because he had ample opportunity to fix things by putting people in. To protect himself, he should have put people in to protect him, not Bolton and Pompeo. They're not protecting him. They're protecting their own interests, and they got this ideology. Hey, Mike, real quick before I get off the phone, I talked about Aston Martin 20% guidance loss.
Yeah.
They're talking. Did you hear about in California, well, the whole country, there's been a decline in Chinese or Asian buying homes, like 30 to 50% of buying, like, homes. Because they're the ones that pay cash for the homes. They don't get mortgages. So there is, you know, so we're entering, like, a bad time, like, economically. And because those numbers are all rigged, you know, like we've been saying before, it's all the Fed. Yeah, and again, the Federal Reserve, he hasn't done anything with the Federal Reserve. He made a deal with the budget with the Democrats. I mean, come on, man. Like, you're just increasing the debt of the country. You know, that's it. You know, you're not fixing. He didn't fix anything. You're increasing the debt of the country. That's not fixing anything. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go there and switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I hope you'll hold me over if we get interrupted by any a break. Mike, first of all, I guess I missed Joe from Tennessee's call, and I don't want to pile on him, but when I hear Joe of Tennessee, when I hear one of his calls, I think of three words: slavish, fawning, bootlicker. That's all I need to say. Mike, Dustin and the other callers who are disappointed with Trump, yeah, I'm disappointed slightly, but they have to realize, and I thought they would have known this before, Trump isn't the real power in this country. There are people, you know, call me a conspiracy theorist. I believe there are people in the background making these big decisions. Trump can do a few things. You know,
I agree with you. I agree with you, but there have been presidents who have been able to basically push back against, and as I said before, John Kennedy and Harry Truman are two that come to mind.
Yes.
And Trump's just not capable. He's going with the flow. He's rolling with the tide, if you will. I expected more of him.
But there's never going to be a wall. There's never going to be a wall because that gets in the way of the globalist agenda. It's never going to happen.
Yep.
I know it's never going to happen. So forget about the wall. It's not going to happen. You're not going to see an end to these wars because this will get in the way of the oligarchy, the globalist agenda. Trump is only serving one part of his base, and that's it. And I don't even call them Christians. I call them cultists, Schofield Zionists. That's the only part of his base that he's concerned about. And he's looking to them to get him reelected, and I don't think they're going to make up enough to put him over push him over the top this time, because he had other people. He had the blue collar Democrats who got him.
Yes.
Over.
Hello, did we lose Joe? Okay, it sounds like we lost Joe. Trump has turned his back on so many of the different bases that supported him in 2016. He's not going to get them back next year. And I think he's a one-term president. And maybe he wants to campaign in 2020 because he loves campaigning. He really enjoys that. He likes nothing better than getting on out there and doing a public speech and receiving all that public adulation. He's just short on actually doing the real job. So maybe his goal is to have a real fun time next year campaigning and graciously concede to whoever comes on in to take the White House from him. All right, so we're going to switch over to Tom in Indiana. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to agree with Joe a little bit. I remember reading about George Washington crossing the Delaware, and I don't recall his troops around him saying, oh, I don't think this guy knows what he's doing. I don't think this is a very good idea to cross the river in the wintertime. I don't support this guy. I don't know why we're supporting this guy. Why should we go in this boat, you know? And I want to remind you the president is not a dictator. He has to overturn some of this deep state politicians that's been in there forever. Like my ex-congressman who used to be at an insurance agency down on Rudisill until he got in with Dan Quayle to be one of his aides, and then he went up, he got on the public tit, and once he got on the public tit, you can see now where he is. And I never would have voted for that guy because his ears are on upside down. You look at the picture, like, he's a scary looking person. And he was the head of the
intelligence.
That's
getting a little personal there.
That they're trying to get rid of.
All right, well, listen, Tom.
Am I the only one that thinks Dustin whines all the time? I mean, every time
okay.
you call me.
Tom, thank you very much. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up in the top of the hour. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before you start calling on in here, I want to basically emphasize that this is a civil, respectful discussion forum We don't get personal. We don't hurl insults. Okay. And we stick with facts, not beliefs. And most subjects we're open to, some obviously kooky subjects are banned. But it is my radio show. I am the boss. So it shall be as I said. All right, getting on back to our domestic political situation. Apparently, Donald Trump made some comments about conditions in Baltimore that were immediately denounced as racist comments. Trump was talking about how rat-infested Baltimore County is. And it is. They've got a major rat problem there. Same with Los Angeles. And nothing's being done about it. Why? Well, we need to spend the money dropping bombs on other people's countries. So Bernie Sanders came out swinging against Donald Trump for his racist comments about Baltimore, forgetting that 4 years ago, he himself compared the city to a third world country. Well, stop yakking about it. Figure out a solution and do something about it. Bernie Sanders came on out and said, residents of Baltimore's poorest boroughs have lifespans shorter than people living under dictatorship in North Korea. Well, heck, if dictatorship means a longer life, I say we get one of those. Maybe two. Come on, Bernie. Speaking of failing badly, has anybody taken a look at what's going on in Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco, which is overrun with homelessness, illegal immigrants, there's poo in the street, disposed of drug needles? And Trump is out there saying the conditions in these Democratic stronghold places are deteriorating. And anytime you want to say something about it, the first thing they say is, oh, you're just being racist. We have human poo in the street here. Shouldn't we do something? Oh, you're just being racist. Well, look at all the drug needles. Yeah, you're just being racist. Don't you think you should clean this place? Oh, this place is just fine. You're just being racist. Anyway. Here's a little lesson for those of you who are in relationships. Always be careful what you share with the other person. Apparently, last week, Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar left her husband and moved into a luxury downtown penthouse. Oh, we got to take a break for station identification, and I'll finish out this story on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.